Welcome to ASTD's podcast series. For more information about ASTD, please visit our website at www.astd.org. This podcast is sponsored by Sum Total Systems. Sum Total Systems is the only HR solution provider to deliver talent expansion, a whole new approach to discovering, developing, and unleashing hidden potential within our customers' workforce. Sum Total delivers employee enablement solutions that help organizations become great places to work through people-focused applications available on-premise and in the cloud that enable contextual just-in-time development designed to advance employees' skills and knowledge. www.sumtotalsystems.com. This is a feature article on page 42 of the September 2013 issue of T&D Magazine. Distinguish Yourself and Excel in the Profession by Annabelle Reitman and Caitlin Williams. Why and how to set yourself apart as a savvy professional in the training and development field. It's likely that, as an aspiring or experienced professional, you're serious about making a difference, you understand the need to update your skills and be more aware of the latest workplace trends, and you want to continue to hone your edge to distinguish yourself. And although you value the education, training, and experience you already have, you probably recognize that there always will be a learning curve to master. But because you want to contribute to the field and make a difference, it's likely you see these learning curves as opportunities to grow and contribute, rather than as requirements you must adhere to if you want to remain employable. You offer talent to your boss, your team, or a potential employer. It's your uniqueness and your ability to stand out and make the case for the value you can offer that will get you closer to the position you are applying for or the promotion you seek. What's your value proposition? You might think that the term value proposition is what marketers need to come up with to help their organization sell a product or service. The truth is that every employee and job seeker today needs to have a personal value proposition, PVP. Organizations are looking for workers who add value to their bottom line because it's not enough to show up with the same skills as the 20 or more people applying for the same job. If you're already employed, it's not enough to go into work each day thinking that what got you hired is enough to keep you employed. MindTools.com describes a value proposition as a short statement that clearly communicates the benefits that your potential client gets by using your product, service, or idea. A value proposition does the same thing for you. It lets you communicate what it is that you, as a training and development professional, can offer to an employer. MindTools notes that the idea is to help your prospective employer see the specific value your offer brings to them. MindTools offers the following ideas on how to build your own PVP. Know your customer, potential employer, or project head. Also know the trends in the field so you can relate those trends and your skills to meet the needs of your customer. Know your products, service, or idea. What specifically do you have to offer? Consider which areas of expertise represent your areas of strength. Know your competitors. You may not know everyone who is applying for the promotion or position you seek, but you can get an idea of the likely skill level of others who are applying by reviewing the job announcement. Through your social media connections, you may get an idea of who has held the position before or who excels in the kind of work you're seeking. Use that information to benchmark your own skills. Distill the customer-oriented proposition. Try looking at the situation from the employer's perspective. What unique combination of skills, competencies, and areas of expertise do you as a training and development professional have that would solve the employer's problem or contribute to that company's growth and success? Personal branding. At its simplest, your brand represents how you are perceived by others. It is the impression that others get from seeing how you behave and noticing how you present yourself. It is much more than a style of dress, a particular degree or credential, or the associations to which you belong. Mainly, it's the unique stamp you put on everything you say or do. Because no one will do things and present themselves in exactly the same way that you do, your uniqueness is what people notice. If you're one of those people who wonder if branding is just the latest buzzword that will soon fade, consider this. The economy is on its way to recovery, and it's likely that more professionals across every field, including ours, will be looking for new opportunities. Even those who aren't looking for new jobs likely will be looking for ways to position themselves for promotions or key assignments inside their organizations. That's what savvy careerists do. With those workplace realities in mind, and with the high probability that you too want to advance your own career in some way, ask yourself if you are doing all you can to distinguish yourself as a forward-thinking and acting professional. Personal branding is a tool that enables you to do just that, distinguish yourself. Personal branding lets others know more about you and more about the way you approach your work. It helps others make a better decision when they are looking for expertise to solve their problems. We buy products and services we trust. We continue to use them because we can count on them, and that is why we choose them over their competitors. Personal branding is about finding ways to let others know who you are, what you are best at, and how you are unique and different from others with a similar background or experience. Four people may apply for the same position of trainer, but each of the four will approach the role in different ways, offer different strengths, and make an impact in her own particular way. Your job is to make certain everyone knows in what ways you are outstanding and what distinctive qualities you can contribute to the task or to the organization. Lean on your strengths. Each of the individuals mentioned in this section are well known for their perspective on changes in the workplace, the importance of skills, and the value of strengths. Together, they all make a strong case for identifying, honoring, and demonstrating our strengths to make a difference in the workplace. In Linchpin, Are You Indispensable? Author Seth Godin makes the important case for making yourself indispensable by choosing to do things differently than those who simply show up for work each day and bring none of their best work or their best selves with them. Godin defines Linchpin as an individual who can walk into chaos and create order, someone who can invent, connect, create, and make things happen. Every worthwhile institution has indispensable people who make differences like these. How can pursuing the Linchpin route benefit you in your career? You may be thinking that the definition of Linchpin doesn't describe you. You don't invent new things every day, and you don't necessarily turn workplace chaos into order in the blink of an eye. But that's not what Godin is suggesting. Instead, he is stating that by bringing to work your finest talents and engagement, you make a difference. And the fastest route to making a difference as a training and development professional is to first master the foundational competencies emphasized by the ASTD competency model. Then go on to identify the areas of expertise that will both meet the requirements for the positions you aspire to and also bring out your finest talents and expertise. Marcus Buckingham, founder of the Marcus Buckingham Company, has devoted several years to researching and identifying individual and organizational strengths. In Standout, he focuses on helping individuals identify and leverage their cutting-edge strengths. He also makes the case for innovation and its necessity in today's workplace. Innovation isn't just a must-have for organizations. It's essential for your own career as well. Chances are good that if you're an experienced trainer, you've identified the secret sauce to keep your participants engaged. If you're an executive coach, you have particular questions you like to ask that encourage your clients to open up or stretch their limits. Those actions represent innovation, using your particular strengths and taking them a step further to really make a difference. As a training and development professional, have you taken the time to think through the particular way that you succeed? Do you know what it is that gains you high marks for the work you do and for how you do it? Tom Rath, a leader at Gallup and author of StrengthsFinder 2.0, has spent many years working with his team at Gallup to develop and refine tools to help individuals identify their strengths and put them to use. One of the powerful findings of their studies is that workers who can focus on their strengths are much more engaged in their jobs and are more likely to experience a higher quality of life overall. That's fantastic news that you can use in your own career growth. Why not use information about emerging trends, together with the latest competencies and areas of expertise, to identify your strengths, your skills gaps, and the areas in which you want to excel? You have the tools you need to move your career ahead. May your future be full of opportunities to succeed in the training and development field.